Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dave Landall is going to call later this week, right? Comedian buddy Dave Landall.
Still trying to connect with him, but hopefully, yeah.
All right. He may not know it yet.
Yeah. No, he's been looped in on some emails.
Oh, okay. Stinkweed Pete checks in.
This date, huh?
Sort of. This month.
What year?
This year and every year. This month, March, is apparently Long Ball Awareness Month.
Oh, this is
across the empire.
You mentioned Rapunzel syndrome earlier about people eating hair.
Yeah.
Todd's Rapunzel balls.
That's right.
Todd's got
really
long balls.
Let down your balls.
Yeah. Todd Punzel.
Todd Punzel. Stinkweed Pete says, with shorts season quickly approaching, Todd inevitably becomes self-conscious about his stretchy scrotum.
Inevitably.
And he says, over the many, many years of Todd's sack self-loathing, there have been a lot of suggestions.
Is it loathing?
Apparently.
There have been a lot of suggestions as to how Todd and others that are afflicted with this same thing may attempt to manage and or cope with what Stinkweed Pete refers to as hideously droopy testicles.
Man, he must have seen them.
Well, he's heard the different ideas that have been floated on how to deal
now, in my defense,
with
the
Rapunzel balls.
I saw Todd's balls, more than once over the years, but I saw his balls before they dropped, because it was before the...
Before they dropped.
It was right before the vasectomy, and that's vasectomies make your balls drop.
He knew Todd as a fetus.
Well, you know how things get exaggerated on this show a little bit.
We talked about this yesterday,
And people will see you and say, your head's not that big.
Right, and people see your balls say that?
Yeah, they say, your balls aren't that long. I get that all the time.
I know you do.
But I go,
you sure?
I go with the exaggeration.
I like that.
So we don't need any of the helpful hints that we've come up with throughout the years.
Are they written down?
Yeah.
Perfect. I think that you should for those who actually suffer from the long ball syndrome.
Cool balls, dude.
That's what Nick said the first time he saw your balls.
A lot of people do.
Okay, let's hear the list.
They're not that long, but please put them away.
Right. So some of the things that people may need to do in order to manage and or cope with their droopy testicles. Tie them around your leg.
Wow.
Apparently, these are things that have been...
But not in short season.
Apparently, these are things that have been suggested to Todd throughout the years.
All right.
Tie them around your leg. Maybe tie them around your waist.
Oh.
Yeah. Pull them up under the shirt and hang them over the collar like a bolo tie.
Oh, so that's like balls up. That's like a helmet up.
I guess so,
Balls up. You can join the balls up club. I get the helmet up club.
Put the balls next to the helmet.
Yeah. Nature's pocket apparently gets a vote.
In your butt?
Okay. A scrotal tuck. gets a gets
that, that
a,
or, money.
Got a vote. That does
that
cost
costs
money.
Right.
As does scrotoplasty. I think that may be a similar thing. Scrotoplasty might be just an ironing.
No, I think it's
scrotum.
I think it's sucking it up a little bit.
All right.
Smoothing it out.
Oh, get the wrinkles out.
Well, I don't know about
tucking them into a tube sock or throwing them over your shoulder like a Continental Soldier. Or even scrotoflage, apparently. Scrotoflage was suggested after a report of new camouflage technology that can project an image of what is behind something onto the front. Of course, this does nothing for people standing behind Todd or in front of him if he's walking backwards.
Yeah.
You know, if I could go back in time, I would les it up 24 hours. And believe me, one thing I would not miss.
What?
Balls.
So I looked up scrotoplasty.
Yeah, of course you did.
That's a very umbrella term, because it can mean, as Craig said, getting it tucked up to you know, shorten them up.
Right.
But it can also mean just creating one for someone who's gone through gender reassignment.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh,
like creating a sack.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's only one gender. It's a guy with a penis. And other gender.
And one ball.
Right. A girl that wants the penis. That's where I...
Or if your scrotum has been injured or something, repairing it that way is also called a scrotoplasty. So it's a very...
You got it.
Wide-ranging term.
And they don't lop off the penis. And it was pointed out to
us. No, they shove it back in you.
Yeah.
They hollow it out and use the skin for the vagina. Post told me that.
Young lady from Wichita checked in on Facebook a couple weeks ago.
I know,
ago.
It sounds horrible, but yeah.
But yeah, and they pointed out that...
I knew that.
No, they don't lop it off.
No.
They,
it's the lining of your vagina.
Right.
So that's why some women, it's more of a sensitive thing then, too. They can repurpose. They actually can get off.
The penis. So I'm repurposing the penis.
Last night. There's only one gender, and I'm going to hang it outside my office. that dumb bitch did that at the Capitol. Can you imagine doing it at your office at any workplace? You'd be, I don't know, fired.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
Yeah. It'd be any corporation would say, nah, you offended everybody in the building. We're taking this down.
That's why you want to go to Congress.
That's
you
right.
Do that sort of stuff and get celebrated.
Damn right. Well, by morons.
Well, still, you get celebrated.
Yeah, you do.
I'd like to thank all the morons checking in this morning.
It's John Bon Jovi's birthday today.
Bon Jovi's 59.
It doesn't seem like he's very tall.
No, I stood next to Bon Jovi. He's probably about my height.
So what he said?
Yep. He's not. Yeah, he's about 5'9", Bobby. Probably 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", somewhere in there. Depending on the what year you measured me.
Daniel Craig, it's his birthday today as well.
I don't think he's that tall either. I don't think he's that tall either. But he's probably. I don't know.
Bon Jovi's older.
This is an age thing.
Definitely.
Bon Jovi is older, but is he taller?
That's the question.
Than Daniel Craig.
Was I right on the age?
Yeah.
59?
And
yes.
Daniel Craig's probably
told
about
you.
50, maybe?
Told you.
Daniel Craig's 53.
Okay.
But he's taller.
You think Daniel Craig's taller?
I think so.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I want to go with that too. But I don't know, man. But yeah, he's taller than
Bon
Jovi.
He doesn't seem like he's very tall.
Yeah, you can't have a short James Bond. He's got to be at least better than average height.
But he looked. Could it just be a screen trick?
Bon Jovi's about average.
They do a lot of those things where people are taller in movies.
Yeah, they make Tom Cruise look tall in all of his movies.
Right, right.
I'm still going to go with
I'm going to go. All four of us are saying
Daniel Craig
is taller.
John Bon Jovi, 5'9".
Told you.
Concerning.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig. 5'10".
Good game. I was right.
1 inch.
This is how who's taller has crept into my everyday life.
1 inch. Nick goes one inch.
It might have been the opening scene.
Nice observation.
As close as it can be.
When I had four people up on stage with Nick Jonas, the opening monologue of SNL.
He's short.
And then I noticed Cecily Strong was the tallest among the four people that were on. But
she had heels on.
Fortunately, I said, well, she must have some heels on. And then they backed the shot off a little bit, and she did have some stilettos on.
Yeah, but she
But still, I think she's pretty tall.
Yeah, I think so, too. She was taller than Beck Bennett, who was standing next to her at that point.
Right.
But she had heels on.
So you're just taking mental notes the whole time?
Yeah. I do it all the time,
too,
now. You know, I've always done it. I think a lot of the audience does it, yeah.
I actually Googled pictures of Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain after we had that one. But he looks shorter in most pictures. I could just because he's like a not? Slouchy
He slouched
dude.
A lot. Yeah. He slouched a lot. And he wore that sweater and slouched a lot.
But he was taller.
Right. He was taller. That's right.
There's like one of
the
pictures.
Well, she had heels on. She had heels on.
But slouching is very grungy. Right. So you got to do that.
That one stuck with me. I Googled him later in the day.
Well, you got time. You're just at work.
So if you play Who's Taller long enough, the work that gave you
the vaccine.
The point is, if you play Who's Taller long enough, you know, you'll start, that stuff will start creeping into your life.
Yeah.
You'll see celebrities standing next to each other and notice who's taller.
Note to self.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Blink 182 frontman Mark Hoppus had to say that his Wikipedia entry is wrong about his height. He says he's actually 6'2 on Wikipedia. It had him listed at 5'11.
Oh. That's a big difference. It's a 3-inch blowout right there in this game, in our game. We call them 3-inch blowouts. Now, I think you're a whiny bitch if you're 6'2 and it says you're 6'1 or even 6 foot. But 5'11, he's probably thinking, oh, hey, I'm 6'2.
That's a big difference.
That's a 3-inch blowout.
Yeah.
Well, if the first number changes, if it changes the first number.
Right.
Even 5'11 to 6 foot, I think you should clarify. I'm a 6-footer.
Yeah, that's the difference between you going in the third round of the draft or the first round.
Right.
Yeah, I think there is a difference, too, being like, oh, my Wikipedia is wrong, and then instead of being like, oh, I got to tell everybody I'm taller than my Wikipedia says.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's lame.
Hey, look, those bands are boring.
Case, it came up because he put out some information on a fitness tracker app for everybody, and it asked him what his height was, and it said, you know, 6'2", and they said, hey, and fans were saying, hey, you're taller than we thought you were, because we thought you were 5. No, that's wrong. I'm really 6'2". So that's the only reason it came out.
Well, we'll remember that next time you mention who's taller.
No, we will not mention him.
Yeah.
Because he will not be.
Because you've already said out loud, right? Yeah.
Well, and when I say Mark Hoppus, you'll go, who?
I don't know who it was either. I know the band, but I don't know who that is.
Is that the guy that won't fly anymore?
Or is
That was a drummer.
Okay. Wouldn't fly anymore.
And it's also not the guy who's all nutty and aliens.
Right, who kicked out. He's not in the band anymore.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Windows were blown out and homes damaged after officials in the UK detonated a bomb from the Second World War. 2,200-pound German bomb was discovered on an allotment due for development and blown up on Saturday. Hundreds of people were evacuated.
The CPAC cried when they heard a German bomb went off and nobody was killed.
Oh, they should have brought that over here.
They should have.
As a centerpiece.
Damn right.
Hundreds of people were evacuated so that officials could conduct the controlled explosion. They took extensive measures to mitigate the impact of the blast, including the laying of sandbags and digging of trenches. And so now they are doing structural assessments to figure out if people can return to their homes.
Isn't that crazy? Where was your dad, Craig, during the bombing,
Blitzkrieg,
the bombing of London?
Hiding.
I know, but
yeah, good answer.
No, I'm not kidding.
I know that.
I'm not kidding.
But one of the stories I always heard. Bill Wyman has a story. The original bass player for the Stones. A bomb hit his neighbor's house, and his buddy was killed. I mean, it's just crazy to me. He's like 5-6 years old, Bill Wyman, maybe a little older at the time. And now he's probably about 5 or so. And the neighbor's house got hit, and his best friend and his family died. That's how close it was.
My dad has a story about his uncle who happened to be out of his house, and the front of his house got hit or was blasted by a bomb.
Right.
So he was forced to live in the back of the house at this point. Well, then another time he was gone, the back of the house got hit.
Whoa.
And then he had no place to live.
Man, lucky bastard.
He very lucky.
Or not.
Well, very lucky in that he was never home when his home got bombed.
The Germans flew back over and said, let's get the back half of that house down, too.
Let's finish this bitch.
Let's finish this bitch.
Did your dad grow up in London proper or surrounding areas?
Both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Surrounding areas!
But he was in London during the Blitzkrieg, and I think they ended up getting him out for a time. He was hiding while he was being bombed.
And he was what? A toddler, right?
Yeah. Well, that...
Does he remember much?
Oh, yeah. Well,
he's born in what?
36.
Oh, yeah, he would have remembered. Five years old. Five, 6, 7 years old, 8 years old, that's a whole bit, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so you know how it is. When you are young, the things that are
stand
that
out.
Really impact you.
Like that.
Stand out.
None of us were 5 or 6, and people didn't bomb our houses.
Right, and that's something you're going to remember.
Yes.
Well, it would affect your psyche for the rest of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
The Ramones have really minimized the Blitzkrieg in my mind.
With the bop.
Yeah.
Blitzkrieg bop. I know. See, I was singing that the other day. I heard that song the other day. I love that song. Yeah. They minimized the Blitzkrieg.
Yeah, they put a beat behind it.
They did.
Blitzkrieg bop.
Did they concentrate
really on a horrifying bombing?
Bombing the city, or were they just bombing the whole island?
That's a good point. I think it was London bombings, but it was a whole area, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they went where the population was.
Right.
A horrible story out of southern India.
Your dad's fully vaccinated now, right?
He is.
All right, cool.
Nice.
So is he out just dancing and singing out loud to places and hanging
out? Not yet. He's still doing the right thing.
Because he's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's doing the right thing. Right. He doesn't want anybody else to get it from him just in case.
Tell people on the social media that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very reasonable.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, there were some people at a bar singing the Blitzkrieg Bop.
Just singing.
Now, that's stuck in my head all day. Thanks, Nick.
Right.
Yeah, but his songs go that get stuck in your head.
That's a great one.
Yeah, that's on the high end. Yeah. Absolutely.
You want me to take care of that for
you?
No. You want me to take care of that for you?
No.
You want me to take care of that for you?
No.
Go ahead.
Damn it.
There you go.
I'm in the mood to hear the Blitzkrieg Bop now. Is that the system?
I'm going to find it. I don't know. You never know. Sometimes we put that.
You never know.
Some of that cool stuff's in there. Some of it's stuff the station plays. Sorry, man. No, I got Indian Giver, and I want to be sedated. I don't have Blitzkrieg Bop. Yeah. Indian Giver sedated with a song. I love that. I remember that song. Yeah.
They had the best names of songs.
They did. They were great.
I love it. Like the songs. I don't want to go down to the basement. What's it about? Not wanting to go down to the basement. There's something down there.
Some friends of mine were complete Ramones freaks. Saw them everywhere. I love them too. I got a chance to interview those guys in college. That's the biggest regret I ever had. I got a call at my apartment. They were playing our college. I was going to go to the show, but I was at a pregame party. You know, everybody's just partying. I'm probably 19. Hey, Mike, you want to interview the Ramones? And I said, man, I'm at this party, man.
Man.
I swear to God, Nick. And it's I could easily lie and say I went and did it, but no, I regret that to this day.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ramones were big where I was in college, too. I mean, it wasn't like they were some new band. They were huge, and it was the Ramones. And I said, nah.
It's a one-off chance.
Never again. Obviously, not now.
I don't know. This kegger's pretty nice.
Exactly.
Having a good time.
And it was. The kegger was at my house.
Oh, we could still reach out.
It's harder to leave if the party's at your house.
Yeah. What was that?
We could reach out to him.
Well, they're all dead.
Make that good. Are they all dead?
One, the drummer's alive.
Yeah, we talked to Marky.
Yeah, Marky.
A few years back.
And he's the second drummer, actually, but he was one of the originals, yeah. Well, the second drummer.
That probably would have been a tough interview.
Yeah, especially at that time. I mean, this was, I'm not going to give a date away, but it was a long time ago. They were still young dudes, older than me, but younger dudes.
Well, just punks. To try to corral all of the Ramones and have them all answering a question?
I don't know. College radio, they loved college radio because that's how they got their start. So I'm hoping it would have turned out good, but it didn't happen. So I shouldn't have brought it up, damn it.
Did somebody else interview him?
I think this girl I knew in the radio station went and did it.
But she didn't get the party, and you did.
Yeah.
Shut up.
She missed out.
I regret it already.
Yeah, and if you'd left.
To have it, I would have had to do it. Well, I was going to write the article, too, for the local student newspaper, but I was also going to do the whatever. I'm just not – I'm pissed off.
That's fine. It's not like they were the Ramones.
Shut up. Shut up.
And if you'd have left that party at your place, all the cool stuff that you had would have gotten ruined.
Yeah, all your Ramones records. Well,
except you didn't have any cool stuff.
And it wasn't just my place. You know, I obviously had roommates. No, that place was an asshole. You know, I could have left that thing for weeks and came back. It wouldn't have looked any different.
Is this the place that you shut off one bathroom and nobody used it for years on end?
Yes. For like the last year we were there, we just shut one bathroom off.
No, we're not going to clean it.
Right.
That had to be a cesspool.
It was, Nick. It was.
I've seen some nasty, like, you know, college bathrooms, but for somebody to be like, that's too much.
Yep.
Just shut the door.
We shut the door and locked it from the inside.
Man.
And it wasn't like they turned out to be the Ramones.
No, sure.
That's the best part about
it.
Yeah.
They were the Ramones.
You could have at least invited them to the party.
I went to the show. Oh. The show was excellent, you know.
You know why? Because it was the Ramones. Ramones.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. They only changed the music world.
Yeah, probably nothing to ask those guys.
Story out of India.
But I never made that mistake again.
What, you didn't turn down
the Ramones?
The Ramones ever again?
No, I just remembered that. You want to interview these guys? Yes. I said yes after that.
Because you never know who's going to turn out to be the Ramones.
Right. Like Golden Earring and Molly Hatchet. Scandal.
Yeah, I've heard of them spoken of on the level people speak of the Ramones.
Shut up. Shut up. No, I mean, saying it that reason at the time.
An illegal cockfight was going on in India.
Oh, this is a great story.
Oh, this is a cautionary tale.
Yes.
One of the birds tried to escape. The bird's owner went after the bird, but ended up getting impaled in the groin by a 3-inch-long knife on the bird's leg. The man died on the way to the hospital from a loss of blood.
The fair part about the story was
the animal taken to court as evidence.
The headline should have been...
not as the murderer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought that was going to end.
The cock actually stabbed the, you know, think about it. That's what it did.
Right.
Cock stabs, you know.
Junk.
You know, the C-bomb again. That should have been the headline. That would have sucked you in right away.
Right. Yeah, if you're chasing after an animal that has blades attached to its legs, maybe just let him go.
They hooked those blades up. It's a horrible.
It's his chicken.
Yeah, it's his chicken.
Maybe in India, the nickname for your junk isn't the same as a nickname for a male chicken.
Yeah. In the United States, it is, and when the headline would be written out that way, right?
I think that's pretty universal.
You know what? Why don't you get Dr. Mina on that? See if they call it a C-bomb in India.
I'll text her.
Because that's Todd and I's favorite word.
What a slang for junk.
And we always wanted to hear Dr. Mina say that, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
I know you and I do.
Yeah. Not just her.
I know. Well, we want to,
everybody.
Any woman. Right?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.